Доброе утро. Сегодняшний урок подготовили десятки.
Good morning, friends. Today's lesson was prepared by Novosibirsk, Barnaul, and Azerbaijan. Dear friends, all the tents try to inject the spirit of life so that the group that has gathered to follow the method of Bala Sulam will go forward. So we want to give all these examples of responsibility, all the covenants we made between us, so that this lesson will become the strong degree that will lead us to the Congress together, friends. We'll start with an excerpt by Rabash. We must understand how one can help his friend. Is this matter specifically where there are rich and poor, wise and fool, weak and strong? But when all are rich, smart, or strong, etc., how can one help another? We see that there is one thing that is common to all, the mood. It is said, a concern in one's heart, let him speak of it with others. This is because with regard to feeling high-spirited, neither wealth nor erudition can be of assistance. Rather, it is one person who can help another by seeing that one's friend is low. It is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit. This means that one's friend raises him from his state into a state of liveliness. Then one begins to reacquire strength and confidence of life and wealth, and he begins as though his goal is now near him.
Вопрос на активный семинар. Вспомните и расскажите о том,
question for an active workshop. Recall and share an incident in which a friend raised you from a state of lowliness to a state of liveliness. Again, recall and share an incident in which a friend raised you from a state of lowliness to a state of liveliness.
Okay, I'll go first. I need to sit and think a little bit to tell something like that. But it's one of those questions that this thing happened so many times that you're not surprised anymore. It's clear to you that that is the only way. Instinctively, if there is some state where you need the help, the friend to help you, you're no longer helpless and you don't know what to do. Rather, internally, externally, you know automatically that is the only way. And this is also what the Creator is expecting us to do, to turn to the friends.
Thankfully, I don't need to go that far. I just told you yesterday on the Zoom meeting at 5, that after Rav said we have to think about the topic during the day, about itkalelut, and even though I tried, it was very dry for me and I couldn't find anything besides a slogan here and there, and it didn't connect for me when I thought about it on my own. When we met on the Zoom at 5 and thought about it and read excerpts from the lesson, so all of the lesson of yesterday and today suddenly kind of was infused with spirit, and it just shows you how much you need the friend in order to even just think of these things and scrutinize them.
Yes, I think that there isn't a day when it doesn't happen. There isn't a lesson when it doesn't happen. When you feel something suddenly and you look at the friends and you see the friend's attitude, you see a friend is on fire and every lesson, without exception, surely throughout the day, there are many examples of friends who have a certain role, like the examples you get from the Gavai and Shatz. What a privilege it is to be in the 10.
Yes, also when I thought about it, I didn't recall a specific incident, but it's something that happens every day, every Zoom, every meeting with a 10, with a friend. You always come from a place of deficiencies and lowliness and despair, where you see the gap between you and the quality of the Creator of bestowal. And the integration with the friends enables us to express a prayer, to bring it to a sense of joyfulness and gratitude and privilege, and not a state of eating yourself up.
There were those good days of Citrine. We used to go through states like crazy, 7 days of a congress, you know, in one closed space. But there is an incident that happened a few months ago where Michalev caught me, took me out of my house, prepared a hummus meal for me Friday morning. I was after a surgery. I was going through different states, and I was kind of in my own swamp. And a few hours later, he brought me back home anew. So thank you, dear friend. And moving on to you.
So I understand you're ordering another hummus plate. All right, I see the hint. Well, the truth is we're lucky that we're kind of living next to each other, even though you're not in the Matalon neighborhood, but we're all very close to each other, and sometimes it's these little spontaneous meetings at the end of the day or whenever possible that are very unique and break the routine. But I join all the friends saying that every meeting we have is kind of infusing you with spirit. You come to the Zoom and you're washed with, you know, you come out of the meetings like you've been washed in a washing machine. And so that's what I want to raise.
Yes, indeed, I don't have to go far. Last night, there was a very strong Yeshivat Chavarim, and the entire 10, well, I had a day that wasn't simple, it was kind of heavy, and I felt, you know, everybody got up, we were dancing together, and truly there was a very good atmosphere, and I felt that we're going out, pushing a bit more on the connection between us, above reason, above the states, and it works. It really influenced me very strongly. The Shivat Chavarim last night was really good.
I think that every meeting, every friend somewhat takes a person out of his own swamp. And if you think about it, it's like a father who's meeting his son after a long time, something like that. We feel our proximity and our relation to each other in a very deep way, but sometimes on the outside we kind of, you know, communicate business as usual. But behind every friend is the Creator. It's actually the Creator who's taking you out of this lowliness to a spirit of life. He's there everywhere waiting for you. Just need to know to kind of look the friend in the eye and find the Creator there.
Slava.
Дай сердцу каждого возможность увидеть величие наших товарищей, а не их недостатки.
Prayer. Let our hearts see the virtues of our friends and not their faults, and let us speak to each other in a way that is seemly and worthy before you. Embrace our ties of love to you, as it is known to you that all will be for bringing contentment unto you. This is our foremost aim. From Noam Elimelech.